Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Marty Snyder from NBC Sports. It's a pleasure to be here in Chicago for today's special event. Want to welcome the media, the many special guests in attendance as well, everyone listening and watching on NASCAR.com, as well as everyone on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. Want to also welcome NASCAR CEO Jim France and NASCAR Executive Vice Chair Lisa Kennedy. They have both been so instrumental in making today's announcement a reality. I want to say a welcome and thank you to the many public officials from the city of Chicago, the state of Illinois, who are here today. Please hold your applause to the end. Paul Goodrich, the COO, City of Chicago. Sameer Mayakar, Deputy Mayor of Chicago. Michael Fasnacht, CEO, World Business Chicago. Superintendent David Brown, Chicago Police Department. Alderman Walter Burnett. Alderman Scott Wagasback, Glenn Eden, Choose Chicago Board Chair, Senator Don Harmon, President of the Illinois Senate, and Sylvia Garcia, Director of the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. Thank you all for being here so much today. Also want to say a big thanks to all the folks who have walked by and stopped to see the cars and see this press conference. We're so glad you're here for today's big announcement. Thank you guys for stopping by as well. This promises to be one of the most exciting announcements in NASCAR history, especially as the sport celebrates its 75th anniversary in 2023. That's pretty cool, isn't it? To help make this announcement, please welcome up NASCAR Senior Vice President, Racing Development and Strategy, Ben Kennedy, everyone.
Great, thank you, Marty. And as Marty mentioned, thank you all for being here today. This is a monumental day in the history of our sport, NASCAR. And as Marty mentioned, next year we'll be celebrating our 75th year anniversary. In 75 years, our sport has never had a street course. And I am excited and proud to announce to you today that on July 2nd, 2023, the NASCAR Cup Series will be coming to downtown Chicago and racing here. So really excited about it.
Against the sky-blue waters of Lake Michigan, a city rises at the center of the American experience. Amongst the canyons of skyscrapers, impossible doesn't exist. This is a place where all who dare make the most of their dreams. After all, icons that tower above the rest were made here. So in this city of the greatest of champions, this city, with its buildings that dagger the sky as if height is but a dare, this city, without limitations, welcomes its next icon. A race weekend like no other, on a course like no other. Along these shores, amongst these canyons, the sounds of NASCAR will echo in 2023.
Certainly incredible, and we're all very excited about it. Again, thank you all for being here. Thank the media for coming out. And just want to say thank you to the city of Chicago. You have been instrumental in your support for this. We have Mayor Lori Lightfoot here. She has been fantastic. Kara Bachman was the sports commission. All the state leaders and city officials, we appreciate all of your support in helping us get to today. We know we've got a lot of work ahead of us, but we look forward to it. So. Looking forward to bringing up our panelists and talking a little bit more about this.
Pretty cool stuff there. So as Ben mentioned, we'll have a terrific group of panelists here. So let's welcome them up now. Joining us, NASCAR President Steve Phelps today. Driver of the number 23 McDonald's Toyota Camry for 2311 in the NASCAR Cup Series, driver Bubba Wallace. The mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot. And the executive director of the Chicago Sports Commission, Kara Bachman. Pretty esteemed panel we have going on here. So Mayor Lightfoot, obviously this is a huge moment for the city of Chicago, massive undertaking for not only the city, but for NASCAR as well. Why was it important to bring NASCAR to your city?
Well, first of all, let me thank all the folks in NASCAR. When we started talking about this opportunity a year ago, the excitement among all of us, and particularly me, about the possibilities, which is off the charts. This is a huge, huge sports town. I think that goes without saying. And the opportunity to bring something so unique as NASCAR to the city of Chicago, and I think it's going to be one of the most iconic race courses maybe ever, and introduce a whole new fan base to what NASCAR is about in the city of Chicago, we couldn't pass up that opportunity. The fans of NASCAR, I don't have to tell you, are broad and wide and deep. And the opportunity to really, I think, ignite our tourism with a new iconic event on the calendar was a no-miss opportunity. So I want to thank NASCAR. I want to thank the Kennedys. You've both been tremendous partners for us. I want to thank Kara Bachman and the folks at the Sports Commission and Choose. But you look at this crowd, and you know why we need to bring NASCAR to Chicago. This is the tip of the iceberg, and I think the incitement is now going to be off the charts, and people are really going to be looking forward to July of 2023 when the cars hit the streets here.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool point, because look at all these fans who have just, like, stopped in the street, Ben. I mean, they're coming to watch, see what's going on here. You know, NASCAR has made several big moves, Ben, with the schedule over the last couple of years. Where does this one rank, in your opinion?
Yeah, that's a good question. And you know, I think to your point, if you look at our schedules over the past couple of years, we've made a lot of bold changes. You know, went to L.A. Coliseum earlier this year. New tracks, went to Worldwide Technology Raceway about a month or so ago. But you know, I'd say of all the changes, this is our boldest change as a schedule. You know, we've said, and it's been pretty synonymous when we announce the schedules, that we want to be bold and innovative as we think about new venues and new concepts that we're going to. This is number one on the list for us right now. And it's certainly going to be the most anticipated event of our season and one of the biggest sporting events in our country in 2023. So we're really excited about it. And, you know, as Mayor Lori Lightfoot had mentioned, you think about Chicago, you think about the rich history of sports here. You think about the iconic skyline, you think about the iconic landmarks around the city, you know, Navy Pier, Cloud Gate, a handful of them. To actually have our NASCAR Cup cars racing around the streets of Chicago is going to be something just incredible. So, you know, we'll get into it in a little bit, I know, but as you think about the race weekend, it's going to be on July 1st and July 2nd next year. So we'll have one of our IMSA sanctioned series that will be competing on Saturday. Our NASCAR Cup Series, our Premier Series, will be competing on Sunday. And really want to create an event-driven atmosphere around it. Want it to be fun. We want it to be, you know, a great atmosphere and experience for a lot of people that come out. Get to enjoy racing, get to enjoy music, get to enjoy a lot of the great things that Chicago has to offer.
First street course for NASCAR. So what are your goals for this race, Ben?
We have a lot of goals, that's for sure. So yeah. There is no shortage of goals on this one. You know, I'd say the first couple that come to mind is we want to put on great racing for our fans. You know, I think if you look at the Cup schedule today, some of the best racing that we see are on road courses. I think this is going to be very similar to that. And I think our fans will see a really exciting show. And, you know, we were driving around it earlier today. When you go down Columbus and you go down Lakeshore, you know, a lot of passing zones and passing lanes that you know, Bubba and I know the driver is going to have the ability to do. And then
you see the fingers crossed there, right? Yeah.
Fingers crossed. So I think that's part of it. I think part of it is creating a fun atmosphere for everyone that's coming out. You know, I think in ways this will feel like a traditional NASCAR race. I think a lot of ways it's going to feel completely different, too. It's going to feel new. It's going to be innovative, you know, similar to the Coliseum. That felt very different from, you know, kind of a traditional NASCAR race. So we'll still have a lot of those traditional elements, but it's also going to be feel new and exciting for a lot of the folks that come out. And then I'd say the last one, an important one, is we really want to have a positive impact on the city of Chicago as well. You know, they've been great partners with us along the way and looking forward to, you know, bringing this to life. And, you know, I think a big part of that is really having a positive impact on the city and community, you know, working with the different departments in the area. And you know, it's great to have the Boys and Girls Club out here as well. I know we've got a couple simulators out back if anyone wants to, you know, take a couple laps around the course.
Okay.
Try it out. We're actually going to be donating those afterwards to the Boys and Girls Club. So Really looking forward to it.
Mayor Lightfoot's already volunteering people for the simulator. So, yeah, I saw that.
I'm telling him, let the kids go first.
Okay. You're holding people back. That's good. Let the kids go first. Steve, I want to bring you into this. If I had to pick two words, really, for NASCAR and schedule changes over the last 2 years, bold and innovative kind of come to mind, in my opinion. How does this announcement sort of fit in with the overall strategy of NASCAR?
Yeah, I think the two words are right, Marty. And Bennett said it, bold and innovative. I think if you think back to 2020, being the first sport back to competing during a COVID world was important for us. The first sport back to competing in front of fans, it's important for us and the country, frankly, to get back into a rhythm that people were familiar with. I think it was unexpected. We've done a lot of things that I think are unexpected. The stance we took on social justice, our efforts that we've done since then in diversity, equity, inclusion, have been very important for our sport. Schedule variation, we had our boldest schedule ever in 2021. The changes that we made were significant, followed up by, to Ben's point, the clash at the Coliseum was tremendous, going to Worldwide Technology Raceway as well. So continue to have changes to the schedule. This announcement is obviously unbelievable. I mean, first time I heard that this was a possibility, I'm like, wow, that would be really cool. And getting Mayor Lightfoot and all the community to embrace us is huge for us. But I think it goes past just the schedule. I think it really is, if you think about the car itself, our next-gen car, and what the racing that has put on for us has been fantastic. So our three OEM partners, Toyota, Chevy, and Ford, leaning in, our race teams, our drivers, I mean, arguably the best racing in the history you know, of our 75 years. And that's what this car has done for us. It's important. So we want to continue to be bold and innovative as people think about NASCAR in the future, because that's exactly what we're going to do.
Bubba, I want to hear from you as a driver. How excited are you to be a part of the first ever street course race as a Cup Series driver?
Yeah, just like at the racetrack, I'm excited for this cloud coverage right now. But no, I think congrats to NASCAR, congrats to the city of Chicago. This is monumental for our sport. You know, there's a lot of unknowns, and if you've been following my journey for the last little bit, I've always said the unknowns is what excite me. It excites me, and so I don't know what to expect going into this deal. I know that these guys got a lot of work to do, and the city does too, to get it ready, but it's exciting. I think Mayor Lightfoot said earlier, being in this city, bringing NASCAR to this demographic, you know, we talk about how representation matters, and I think exposing this sport to this area downtown with so much to do around while the race is going on is super important. So you're going to get that next Bubba Wallace that's sitting in the stands like I was when I was 9 years old to be like, hey, I want to do this one day, but I want to be better. And I'm going to tell them good luck.
Exactly right. You have you've become an incredible ambassador for the sport, for your partners over the last few years. What does competing in an iconic city like Chicago do for the sport and partners in the sport as well?
Yeah, well, obviously, you guys know the majority owner of our team has done a lot for this city. Michael Jordan, obviously, being under his banner, being under his wing, and knowing how much that he means to the Chicago area is super cool, and I'm proud to carry that into our race team and into our race cars and to the racetrack. And so, for being here, like I said earlier, it's just the representation, showing that NASCAR can survive in a market like this and will succeed in a market like this is very beneficial. And so, just proud to be a part of it. Proud to be, you know, having my voice and my opinion in the matter. And just making the most of it. The biggest thing that I was always asked from my dad growing up when we were racing was, are you having fun? And this has fun written all over it, so we'll make the most of it.
That's awesome. Carr, I want to talk to you because you've been to several NASCAR races. Nobody probably knows Chicago sports better than you do, so how does this fit in with the essence of what Chicago sports is?
Well, it's a great fit. I think NASCAR and Chicago share a lot in common, and we have a number of nicknames, and one really resonates when we talk about Chicago and NASCAR, and that's the city that works. You know, we're about hard work. We're about our people. NASCAR has those same values. You know, both of us are about giving back, building up, creating opportunities for youth and communities. We're innovative. We We're problem solvers constantly. We're accepting new challenges, and we're all working together. And you see that in Chicago, and you see that at every NASCAR race. You see that synergy between the driver and a pit crew, and can't have one without the other to get the success that they need to do to be a winning team. So on behalf of the Sports Commission and Choose Chicago, and our board chair, Glenn Edens, here today, thank you, Glenn. We just couldn't be prouder to be on a team with NASCAR and welcoming the first ever street race to Chicago. And just very grateful for the leadership of our mayor. And you mentioned that who knows sports better than I. Well, I'm surprised she didn't challenge you on that. But we can maybe share that. I just want to say, you know, thank you for mentioning some of the contributing team members in your earlier remarks. And I'll just mention a few more people who've been really phenomenal in this process, including Bob Ryder, the president of Chicago Federation of Labor. Thanks for being here, Bob. Andrew Velasquez, first deputy commissioner of Chicago Department of Aviation. Terrific partners there. Rosa Escarena, newly minted superintendent CEO of the Chicago Park District. Her and her entire team really could not absolutely have done this without all of you. So thank you so very much. I believe CDOT, first deputy commissioner Carney is here. And I think Commissioner Stollard is here. And we have Commissioner Harkey and Jennifer Johnson Washington with DK's tremendous partners. Our city works so well together, so you can expect a tremendous event here in Chicago. Finally, thank you to the Chicago Sports Commission Board, who've supported us from day one. They like to battle out what their favorite event is, but I have a feeling this is going to definitely take the cake as our greatest accomplishment in the 10 years that the Sports Commission has been operating. So thank you all to your support. And I would just say that yes, for the City of the Works, we have a number of nicknames. We also, sometimes they say second city, but I really think, I mean, NASCAR, you're making us number one, so we'll take that.
I'm not here to run second, so.
We'll do that. Number one, that's where we're at.
Well, Cara, we appreciate your work and everyone you mentioned as well to make this day happen. So I want to welcome up to the stage Jim France, Lisa Kennedy, to present Mayor Lightfoot with a very special gift from NASCAR.
Mayor, we want to thank you for everything that you and your city of Chicago have done to get us to this very special day. And I think it's only appropriate for the first ever street course in NASCAR's history for us to give you this very special helmet. This is the first of its kind, a NASCAR helmet. And we also have commemorated all the landmarks of your city on the helmet. And I think I would take care of that pretty quick because I saw a young guy over there that wanted to put it on and might want to race down the road. So with that, thank you so much for everything that you've done. Thank you.
Have you guys step forward for a photo real quick, and everybody on the stage, please get into the photo opportunity. Good. All right. There we go. Thank you guys so much. I want to thank everyone on stage for making today's historic announcement happen. It will truly be a much-watched event on NBC Sports next year. Please visit NASCARChicago.com for more event information and to sign up for event alerts. Tickets will go on sale later this year. To the media on site, several members of the panel will be available at the Step and Repeat banner right over here. If you can step over there, in addition, we'll have representatives from each of the manufacturer partners available for interviews as well. Following the breakout interviews, Bubba Wallace is going to drive his car, yes, that car over there, the McDonald's one, through the streets of Chicago, making stops at some of the iconic locations for photo ops. There will be a van for photographers to join, take the ride with them. And there'll also be a follow-up Zoom session later with Ben Kennedy and Mayor Lightfoot. If you do not have a link, Precy, a member of the NASCAR communications team. Thank you, everyone, and have a great rest of the day in the wonderful city of Chicago. Woo!